We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in such assurance as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word with much affliction, with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that ye were examples to all that believe. For from you sounded out of the word of the Lord, in every place your faith in God spread abroad, how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivered us from the wrath to come. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. But as we were allowed of God to be put in trust of the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but as pleasing God, who tries our hearts. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 5 through 7. For neither at any time did we use flattering words nor covetousness. We didn't seek glory of you nor of others as apostles of Christ. We were gentle among you as a nurse cherishes her children. We charged every one of you as a father does his children. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12. That ye would walk worthy of God, who has called you unto his kingdom and glory. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. We suffered of the Jews who killed the Lord Jesus and persecuted us, the Apostle Paul and Timothy, etc. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 16, forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles for that they might be saved. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 8, for now we live in ye and stand fast in the Lord.